All right, folks, let's take a look here at what we have available to us. And so, we're looking at Detroit in Michigan. There is an individual by the name of Desmond Ricks, who was released from prison in 2017, and this was after 25 years, thanks to gun experts. All right? And the law students at the University of Michigan, and the fact that he refused to ever say he was anything but innocent. All right, now, Rick spoke with the Associated Press, telling them that he's not greedy and that he's thankful. He said that it is a blessing, as it were, to be alive with his children and grandchildren, and that it was a blessing, as it were, to not lose his life while he was incarcerated. Why was Desmond Ricks incarcerated? Well, you see, the police exist. And the police are liars. The police are bad faith actors. The police are racist. If you are racist, you are incentivized to become a police officer. It just works out well. You know, it's like when it gets pointed to that Dylann Roof always says he considers himself well-versed, very knowledgeable in white supremacy and racism. Dylann Roof's a dipshit. Dylann Roof is a stupid fuck that's in prison. If you're a smart white supremacist, you become a cop, right? You become a hiring manager. You're a smart white supremacist, you become a school teacher, right? A principal. A smart white supremacist, you get in the human resources department. That's someone who's well-versed in racism. Not stupid-ass Dylann Roof. He's just a dumb fucking shooter. Alright? Shooters are disposable. That's why they like to try to manufacture a lot of them with their propaganda. Alright? So, continuing. The police exist, and they are why Desmond Ricks was incarcerated. You see, he was convicted of fatally shooting a friend outside of a restaurant in 1992. The police seized a gun that belonged to Rick's mother, and they said it was the murder weapon. And here's the extra fun part. In 2016, this is a year before Desmond Ricks is released, the Innocence Clinic at University of Michigan Law School asked a judge to reopen the case. And photos of two bullets taken from the victim, Gary Bennett, did not resemble the bullets that were examined by a defense expert before the trial in 1992. The actual bullets, surprisingly, were still in Detroit police storage, and examination showed they did not match the .38 caliber gun identified as the weapon. The police switched the bullets deliberately to get a conviction. So the district attorney should be in prison if this were a system of justice. Every pig that was on the force, forget about the pigs that were on this case, that whole force at that time is all corrupted. Anyone who was working that force, let's say between 1985 and 1995, if you were there, you need to be in prison. You are a part of this corruption, and every single conviction that they ever had has to be re-examined. If this were a system of justice, it is not. That's why it's not going to happen. America is not legitimate. You do not live in a system of justice. So, maybe you might need to start defending yourself against the system that's already harming you by virtue of existing.